What up,
All right. What up, what up, what up? Episode 2 of Us Together. I get it. In together.
I like it. I like it. Second episode of the season. It's always great to be live with you on the air. Even though it won't be live for the guys when they hear this, but
nah. I might do some editing this time. We'll see. We're recording early.
Let's get to it. Second episode of the season.
All right. I got me and my buddy Sam. We're hanging out again, me and Sam Adams. And I'm going to hit you right off the bat with the surprise segment. So you ready? Putting you on the seat. Test your...
Well, I'm ready. I got my friend Trent here with me, and we're ready to go.
Good. I hope you have to unlock some of those sort of deep-seated memories. It's going to blow your mind, all right? So I had one of our listeners comment that they were expecting to hear some sort of singing, acknowledgement of NSYNC or something like that because they all, you know, got back together to present at the VMAs. So the listener, what they asked for, and we are going to play a little game. I am going to sing beautifully lyrics from some of their songs. You are going to tell me what song it's referring to. Are you ready?
What a treat, a little. So we're going to start our second inaugural podcast with a little boy band trivia. I like it. I like it.
We're going back into the days where you're driving around in your white Jeep Grand Cherokee, and I was driving around in my white Mazda Protege. All right?
Protege.
Okay. So, 5 songs. They're all from the No Strings Attached album. Okay, that's the only hint you're going to get. All right?
No strings attached.
Oh, all right. All right, you are able to recognize that the song is on the album. Okay, I like this. I like your chances, all right? Here we go. Song 1. I'm doing this tonight. You're probably going to start a fight. I know this can't be right. Hey, baby, come on.
I know that I can't take no more, baby. Bye, bye, bye. Yeah, I think the song's called Bye Bye Bye. I'm not 100% sure, but...
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. All right. Song number... Now, they're going to get harder as we go on, all right? And I am purposely not singing any of the choruses from the song. So don't expect any freebies. And song number 2. You might been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. You see them all come and go. I remember you told me. There you go. Even before I was going to finish that verse. Woo! Well done. Okay. That's 2 for 2. 2 for 2. Those were the gimmies. Those were straightforward. All right. Now we're getting deeper. We're going to see how good your knowledge is. All right.
That's what she said. Deeper.
Deeper. Harder. All right. All right, song number 3. I get my soprano for this. And I will take you in my arms and hold you right where you belong.
Oh, that's a tough one. Your deep baritone voice is making it harder. I don't know, like Sweet Tonight. I have no idea. I don't know if you're in a song. You got me on this one, buddy.
The day my life is through, this I promise you.
Oh, boo. You sang it, fucking ruined it. Get out of here.
My singing? Oh, come on. These are iconic lyrics.
No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't have gotten it. I'm joking.
All right. Now we're getting deep. We're getting into songs that are not as well known, but there are personal faves of mine. Let's see how much you know. I was hanging with the fellas, saw you with your new boyfriend and made me jealous. I was hoping that I'd never see you with him, but it's all good because I'm glad that you met him.
Wow, going deep on the track here. I don't know, man. You got me on this one, too. I have no fucking clue.
It makes me ill to see you give love and attention at his will. And you can't imagine how it makes me feel to see you with him. Makes me ill, no?
Makes me ill. I remember it that one a little bit. You're going deep in the album here, buddy. Deep in the album.
Deep in
the
album. These songs are...
I got those first two, and I thought I was like, "Oh, this is a lock. I guess this is easy."
Oh, we think it was gonna be softballs the whole time? No. We go deep here. I told you, you better take a whiff or something and unlock some of those memories back there. All right, because you thought that was hard. All right, this is my one of my personal favorites. I don't think it got much airplay, but number five, baby, we can do all that we want. We're getting nasty. We're getting freaky deaky, baby, we can do more than just talk, because I can hear ya, and I can see ya. Baby, we can do all that we want. We're getting messy, freaky deaky.
Yeah, I know that song. I like that song, too. I know what you're talking about. I just, man, the names. Like, it's so hard to remember the fucking names of the fucking songs. Something about a Friday night?
No, Friday night? No, there's another one that said just got paid where it's Friday night. Nope, that was not it. This is the next words of the name of the song. Digital, get down. Just you
digital,
and
get
down.
Yeah. Oh, man, AK, you're bringing it all back tonight, buddy.
Throwback Tuesday for episode 2. All right.
That was a pretty, so what were we? 2 out of 5 on that?
Two out of five. Not bad. I knew you'd get the first two. I was hoping you'd get one of the last three. So,
yeah, those are pretty deep tracks, though. It's all right. You know, you will come back with some Backstreet Boys in episode 3 for us, buddy. How about that?
Done. Unless I get a lot of callbacks from the listeners telling me never to ever to sing again.
Can you guys please not spend the first 7 minutes talking about NSYNC? Let's hope they're still listening.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, that was, even if you guys tell me not to sing, I'm still gonna do it. So, all right, into
beautiful
the matchups.
Voice.
Beautiful voice. No, I've been called beautiful. There's been many attributes of me that have been called beautiful. Voice, definitely one of them. All right. Into the matchups. So, first, I was gonna go over kind of a. One of the lower scorings of the week, Myers versus Turbin. And Turbin's team he's in trouble. He is in trouble with a capital TRA. You know, like
TRA.
His team is like stacked. Joe Burrow came back a little bit. He got able to get 15 points, but man, Ja'Marr Chase is just not producing. And you know what? Here's the thing about Chase. Everyone wants to talk about him being as good, you know, maybe even picking him over Jefferson. But if you look at the totals for the year, they're not far off. But if you break it down game by game, you'll realize that Ja'Marr Chase has these games where he blows up and he'll have like 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then he'll have some dinks where he gets like what he's doing right now. Now, did Jefferson have some bad games last year? Yes, but overall, he's more consistent. You're not going to get these big spikes. So, I mean, that's not explaining why he can't do anything right now, but that's rough.
Yeah, I mean, it was a matchup that Turb was obviously favored in, like we talked about in our last episode. And, you know, I mean, Turb's team definitely, I mean, he definitely was one of the top-ranked teams, definitely right there with Jeff's team preseason, as we all know. And definitely has been disappointing, probably the most disappointing team in the league as far as the performance. And, I mean, look, it's not his fault. I mean, he put together a great team. He just had bad luck. And Chase, I get it. I mean, he's a great player, but I agree with you. The consistency's not there. And Burrow, dealing with that calf injury, obviously has been hurting him. So who knows how that's going to – he might be out for a small period of time now again. But what's really going to hurt Turb now is this Saquon injury, because Saquon was one of the big core pieces. And thankfully, I mean, I thought when I saw that injury, I thought he was out the way he reacted for the whole season. But he's going to be out for 3 weeks. Not the end of the world, but filling that void with running backs and losing those points for the next, especially after an 0-2 start, very difficult to overcome. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel for Turb a little bit, put together a great roster. Not over yet, but it's amazing in fantasy football how 2 weeks can change a lot of things, you know?
Yeah, and going back to the Saquon, I saw that same report of him being out 3 weeks, and then it came out later that the coach hasn't ruled him out for Thursday. Now, he's not going to play Thursday. There's no way. But I bring that up just because it might not be 3 weeks. It might be less.
I didn't see that yet.
Yeah, so I don't know. I you know, coaches talk out of their ass all the time, but there might be a silver lining. But Turb's got this bad luck right now of receivers on his bench are doing better than when the ones that he are starting, because it happened last week with Brandon Ayuk. We put him in the lineup, and Ayuk only got 5 points, but you got Nico Collins sitting on the bench with 26. So I've been in this spiral before, where you're just trying to play catch up. You got multiple players you can start, and you're just like, oh, I picked the wrong one. I'll put him in next week, and then he does fucks up. Like, I hate that spiral. It's fucking miserable. So, sucks to be you.
It's a spiral we've all been in, but at the same token, Nico Collins at least is a good pickup. You know, at least you have him stashed on your bench if you need him. And, but on the other end, let's just talk, before we move on to the next matchup, how about Danny Boy's team? I mean, kind of surprising here early season. A lot of people were downtrodden on him, like we talked about last week. Had a very valiant performance week one, and then shows up with a win here in week two. And even though Fields has underperformed, he's getting it done with other facets of his team. I mean, Addison's been a pleasant surprise. Fucking Baker Mayfield's been fucking awesome at quarterback the first 2 weeks. Man, maybe he's the next. Maybe he's taking over. Maybe this might be Baker's next chance. Who knows? But nonetheless, I mean, Danny Boy's team definitely on the up and coming, which was not expected.
Yeah, I mean, I think Baker's been doing a good job, but like, let's put a real defense in front of him. You know, he played the Vikings and then the Bears, so like, I want to see him actually like go against a qualified NFL defense before we jump on that bandwagon. That being said, you can't take away from the fact that he's still making good throws. Everyone would left Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. No one wanted to draft him, and they're both valuable right now. So stranger things have happened. Geno Smith came back from the dead after 10 years being in the league. So maybe Baker with his 15th team can finally get it right. I think that, you know, most of his players put up respectable numbers, and he got a good amount from each of them, which was enough to take home the win. Now, the problem is, like, if every player doesn't get 9 or 10 points, you know, sometimes you have a stinker, you don't have much to back it up. Although Bijan is looking, you know, better and better each week. So, you know, getting by.
Yep.
All right, next we'll go to the highest score matchup for the week. Mehdi and Rossett. Rossett bounced back this week, as expected, putting up big-time points. Not the points leader still, though. That honor goes to the other person on this podcast.
KG.
But Rossett put up big-time numbers this week. This is what, you know, you expect his team to do, you know. Mike Evans, he put Mike Evans in his lineup, and Mike Evans is I forgot that he had him on a team. So that is a potentially, you know, we'll see how they go moving forward. Also picked up Puka. So, and he picked up Zach Moss. Okay. Rossett made some good moves. All right.
He's doing pretty well for himself. I mean, picking up Puka week one, like I told you last week, guys, I mean, that guy's fucking amazing. He's a great Cooper Kupp.
So right now, Rossett is killing the management side. So, you know, it's only a matter of time before he takes over the top spot in my vision. Coming.
Yeah, you gotta give. I mean, Jeff's team did what they were expected to do. You know, I mean, the usual. I mean, we'll see how it pans out for the rest of the season. But at the same token, Mehdi's team, you know, very, again, put up a
143. I mean, that's a pretty bad luck week to put up such a high total. I mean, so you got to give – his team is, you know, playing pretty decently. I mean, he has some pieces there, so he definitely has potential for the rest of the season, I feel like.
Yeah, except that he just lost Nick Chubb.
Well, yes, of course. That was our next piece, obviously.
Yeah, so what were you going to say?
That was a terrible injury.
I happened to, like, I sent a text when I happened to catch it just by going through my TikToks. There was a video of it, and it sickening. Move on to Grant and Plotkin. Plotkin's team put up decent points again, 137. You know, it's interesting. He picked up Josh Kelly, and then he texted me. He's like, "You didn't bid on him?" I was like, "No, I didn't." And I had multiple reasons. One was he's been on the team for a few years, and he's never been good. Two, I didn't feel like he was better than any of the players on my team. And three, I felt like they were probably going to do a little bit of like a committee or something. So, and I was right. You only got 3.9 points.
And Tennessee's defense is very stiff against the run.
That is fair too. That is fair too. You know, going back to you know, his team, you know, Richardson seemed fantasy's productive, looking good. Geno Smith came back, 26 points. That was huge. Tyreek Hill in a quote unquote bad game still gets you 12 points. And Tyler Lockett exploded this week, which he has, you know, weeks like that. So, you know, good enough to pull out the win. You know, he's 4-0, and he wasn't happy with his team to begin with, and, you know, seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, nothing much. I mean, I definitely agree with that. It's kind of like a mediocre 4-0 in a way, though. I mean, he's performing well. He's doing his thing, but it's kind of like, is it going to maintain? But it definitely could. I mean, he's pretty good. He's got a decent team. The only concern I have is Richardson already getting concussed second week of the season and his style of play, which obviously he runs the ball a ton. That's a little concerning as far as his health the whole season, but nonetheless, that's kind of being nitpicky, I guess. Is Richardson going to be out this week? Pretty sure he probably would be, right, because he got a concussion?
I assume he'll be out, but those are valid points. Like, I don't know how much Richardson is going to – how many games he's going to play. You know, this is what happens with a lot of – you know, college players who do a lot, especially quarterbacks who do a lot of scrambling and running in college. Like, you know, it's not the NFL. The guys are not as big, not as fast. The hits are harder. And we've seen plenty of rookie quarterbacks miss time, get injured, all of that, because it's a different beast in the NFL. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, he looks great, but I just got to think long-term. Like, we don't want him to, you don't want him to, you know, have a 1 or 2 year career and have injuries pile up. So Grant's team. Didn't show up this week. That's just the bottom line. You know, it was a bad week. Jamal Williams was a brutal. I had Jamal Williams. I needed points from him. It was brutal, missing half the game and not doing much in the first half. Just garbage.
Yeah, I mean, Grant's team, there's some potential there. Like we talked about last week. I mean, he had a down week. I mean, Deshaun just was really ugly last night. I mean, really, I mean, that turnover at the end of the game there, just kind of fumbling and giving up the game, was terrible in real life and fantasy football. But in all football. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, Grant's nobody's out of it yet. Obviously, it's only the second week of the season, so he definitely – and he's also waiting for Jonathan Taylor to come back, and hopefully he'll be the same Jonathan Taylor, which could really propel his team. But tough week, though.
Yeah, but we keep saying another bad week for Deshaun, another bad – maybe this is who he is now. Maybe he's just not good. And the Browns are on the hook for a fully guaranteed, like, $500 million to a guy who's not good. That would be the most Cleveland thing.
He looked terrible yesterday. I mean, I know it's Pittsburgh's one of the better defenses probably.
But he looked terrible. He was terrible the week before, too. And he was
He put up 20 fantasy. He did have 20 fantasy. He wasn't that bad week one. I mean, he had a rushing touchdown and a passing touchdown. It's not terrible, but it's still not $300 million worth or whatever the hell it is. But
I mean, but from an NFL perspective, he's not who he was. And they keep saying, oh, he needs time. Well, when is that going to happen? He played, what, 4 or 5 games? Fine, last year. He had a whole offseason. It's been 2 weeks. We see nothing like he used to be. So I think this is who he is now.
NFL's a very hard sport, man. Difficult sport to spend a year away from it altogether and then come back and be the same player, especially at quarterback. So there's only one person who did it very successfully, I feel like, and that was Antonio Brown. But he was too crazy to maintain it.
Well, Michael Vick did it.
Michael Vick was out of the league. Yeah, he did. Yeah, it's true. I'm sure there's a lot of examples. I shouldn't say that. But,
all right, moving on. Fiala and Mitel. Points for his team this week, you know? Like, 131? Remember, he only drafted 3 players, so not bad. Not bad at all.
A solid scoring matchup this week. But Fiala's team came out to play. You know, Kirk Cousins, 33 points. Can't beat that from a quarter. Well, you can't beat it, but it's very from Kirk Cousins, you really can't beat it. But, yeah, man, Fiala's team is peaking. I like Fiala's team before the season. I think he has a pretty good core, definitely. But Mito's team also performed pretty well. Hey, did Mito's team survive G League yesterday?
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
It'll be a quick segment.
But Mitel played Adam fucking Thielen.
That's impressive.
Fucking Thielen. And, I mean, he delivered. Adam Thielen had a touchdown in like 60 yards or something. But balls there, man. Game. Balls.
Yeah.
Takes balls. All right.
Because he played Adam Thielen instead of picking up a quarterback, right?
No. Shit, you're right. He did.
Yeah. Which is still interesting, but I mean, it was probably still, he could have picked up Tannehill just because Turbin picked up Tannehill. He was still available, but I don't think Tannehill had that great of a game. I don't know. I got to go back and look at the stats, but I probably wouldn't have mattered anyway because he still lost by so.
I mean, Thielen still put up 16. Like, it's not like Thielen would have put up that much more than that.
No, yeah, I know. I agree. Yeah.
But,
it doesn't really make a difference,
but I didn't really. You
will still want to pick up another quarterback when you're missing a quarterback, nonetheless, in a quarterback league.
Why doesn't he have – does he only have one quarterback? Is that what he had last week too? Damn.
I'm not entirely sure. I got to go back and look. He did only draft 3 players after all. But, hey, Indians, we love you. Hi, man. You know we all love you. You're one of a kind.
Oh, man. I have to go back and look. And then Fiala, you know, he came out of the gate with Hockenson and Cousins, so it was going to be a lot for me to overcome. And Higgins exploded, and T. Higgins exploded as well. But Zach Wilson, a quarterback.
I told you last week we talked about it, losing Rodgers. I mean, that's going to be the Achilles heel, no pun intended.
Wilson, a quarterback, is no. It's just ugly. He's just bad.
I mean, he's just, oh, God. It's like, how did that guy get drafted number 2?
I have no idea. I don't know how you whiff so bad on somebody. Like, how can, like, oh, like.
Not to veer off too much from our matchups, but, you know, we haven't really talked Bears too much in these pods. But just not much to mention because they've been so fucking terrible. But, I mean, how bad was that draft? I mean, Zach Wilson and Justin Fields were in that draft. I mean, just fucking both terrible. And I'm sorry, Justin Fields doesn't look like he's the answer. He's fucking just can't read a fucking defense for the life of him. But we don't have to spend too much time on that misery.
Yeah, I still have hope in Fields. I think there's a lot to do with coaching. I really do.
And the other thing, not to rant to get too much in the Bears, but fucking Mike McDaniel was available as a head coach. Some other good coaches, and they get Eberflus, defensive coordinator. Are you fucking kidding me? Even at the time, I was like, who?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. It's a fucking – the guy has no defensive tactics. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. It's fucking ridiculous.
Like, there's one thing that's very clear. Like, get someone from the Andy Reid fucking coaching tree or the Bill Belichick coaching tree is not always so good. But get someone from the Andy Reid coaching tree, please. Or the Shanahan or the Sean McVay coaching tree. Just please, just go after those people, because those people, they're not going to win a championship, but they put together solid teams and they're exciting and they're good to watch. Please, please. Yep. All right, back to the matchups. Me and middle class men. Weitzman, I like it.
Versus AK, I like the name, yeah.
I know, middle class men, and he even put the, I think it's Bob from Bob's Burger as the icon. Major props there. Way better than semi, maybe better than semi-creative over there. But, yeah, we know my feelings on Weitzman's team. They did what I expected them to do, which was nothing. It's just going to be a long year. There's nothing. That's all I can say for him. It's going to be a long year.
He's got to go out and either spend all his money on Jerome Ford this week or something, or something. I mean, Tony always finds a way, but this roster, I mean, 2 weeks in a row now, it's been an example of mediocrity. I mean, this is what he scored about, like, around 100 points in each week. I mean, it seems like that's been the cap for this team in a sense. You know, Daniel Jones finally came out of his shell, but, Breece Hall, Damian Pierce, they're just not getting it done. Damian Pierce has been terrible the first 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, Brian Robinson did look good this past week. I just don't know if he's someone that is going to be reliable week in and week out. I feel like he's a little bit more boom bust. But still, it's not going to be enough to really, you know, compete with the other teams. So.
Yeah, well, you never know. You just stack Spumoni sometimes. You know, he's the fantasy guru after all. So
that's
fair. With this team, you got to give him all the props in the world if he pulls off a playoff appearance with this team. But
fair enough.
But he could.
Fair enough.
He definitely could. Well, it's on the other end of the spectrum. Let's talk about your team. 2 weeks in a row, solid point totals. What do you think?
Yeah, and this was without Eckler.
I know.
I was happy about it. So, I'm getting the most out of the values that I got in this draft. But there's a lot of, Keenan Allen exploded this week. James Conner had a really good week. They're not guaranteed to do that week in and week out. So, I'm going to ride high on my team while I can. I don't know how long it's going to last for. So I'm just going to keep flying.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, they did say that. I guess there's no timetable for Eckler's return right now. I don't know if you heard that or not, but
I did.
That doesn't mean. I mean, who knows? It doesn't mean anything necessarily. It could just mean that they're not 100% sure when he's going to be back. But nonetheless, you know, you did a good job putting together a pretty decent team over there. And even without Eckler, if you can put up points like this, you know, you'll be in your normal competitive spot.
Then we get to points leader for the week, trouncing the Joshua Jaguars. Wow.
I need to try to do a Jaguar noise.
Yeah, I was doing a Jaguar that was getting pounced. That was my sound.
I was getting pounced.
No, pounced, not pounded. Oh.
Getting pounded. Oh man, a little too much Trent here, a little too much Sam over there, huh?
Sam and Trent are best friends. Anyway, so let's talk about those Jaguars that got pounded. All right.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it last week. I mean, when you put all your eggs in one basket, it's risk reward. I mean, yes, the reward is if they do well all in 1 week, like then you're looking good. But I mean, I just don't think Trevor Lawrence and crew are a crew that you want to invest too much in. And I think that's going to be Bassinger's Achilles heel this season. Is, I mean, you got too many guys there. And you saw what happened. Canada, this is supposed to be a high-scoring game. Kansas City's defense shows up. Trevor Lawrence sucked dick. And that affects the other players. So, I mean, that's going to be the story for Bass's season with the Joshua Jaguars.
Yeah. And Calvin Ridley wasn't, you know, it was a Christian Kirk game. We were all ready to crown Calvin Ridley like the top dog. Everything's going to go his way. He's going to be, you know, top five receiver every week. Nope. No. Christian Kirk is not, you know, out of the rotation by any means. So this could be, I don't know if Trevor Lawrence is going to make, definitely not all three every week. Maybe two of them, but you don't know which two it's going to be. So, you know, they're all valuable to have. I picked up Zay Jones, in fact, on my team. But, you know, Calvin Ridley's not going to be a guarantee, you know, like Jefferson or, you know, or even Puka right now. You know, it's just, I don't think it's going to be the case that we thought it was going to be. And look at Sam Howell. 21 points. Who would have thunk?
Sam Howell, man. I mean, he's like, you never know. He was some people were pretty on him.
And then we take it to your team. Just knocking it out of the park, man. It all started with that ballsy DeAndre Swift play. And Justin Jefferson. I mean, you started out hot. James Cook, that he got almost 20 points, and that was without a touchdown. If you look at the stat line, Josh Allen's not running. He had like two rushes for 5 yards or something like that. So he actually did some dump offs to James Cook. So that could be a steal if every week's going to be like that for him. And Herbert did his thing. Pickett actually put up some decent points. They'll do that every week. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't too hot on my team preseason. I mean, I thought they were okay. But I had a lot of, like, iffy running backs. And, you know, if they show up to play, you never know. I mean, I don't think we're going to put up this many points every week. I mean, we got fortunate and lucky this week. But nonetheless, you know, you can't get lucky every week. And we got fortunate and lucky this week. And hopefully we can get lucky in more weeks. So
yeah. Well, you got to take some props. You didn't draft Kyren Williams. Did you pick him up last week?
Thank you for my – yeah, I was actually about to mention that. Thank you for the props. Appreciate that. Yeah, I picked him up just on a sneaky waiver wire for $1, even though we're not doing it for $1 anymore. but just for free. And, yeah, man, all of a sudden he's a starting running back. I can't believe it. They're on a straight Cam Akers. It's fucking crazy. I wasn't even expecting that. I saw he had a good week one. So he looks good.
Yeah. There was a lot of chatter about him last year, actually, about him having a decent role in the offense. He got hurt week one and never really made an impact. But I remember that there being chatter about it. So I actually drafted him in a bunch of my leagues and, with deeper benches because I expected him of some type of role in that offense and who knew how the Rams were going to be. But yeah, I agree. Now all of a sudden, Cam Akers was a healthy scratch, and they're trading him. Like, they did this last year. He was a healthy scratch for 4 or 5 weeks. Then he came back and helped me win a championship. Like, the drama there is absurd. Like, just he needs to be traded now. Like, we just can't keep doing this.
I know
it's ridiculous.
Insane. I mean, how many cycles can you go through? We forgot to mention that with Plotkin's team too, because that was one of his. Spent like 23 on him. That's a tough loss. Although he could go to a different team, but if he's just not playing, that's brutal.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. I drafted him in one of my leagues last year. I was like, I want no part of this guy. I know it's going to be just a.
So if anyone wants to make a deal, we got a few running backs who are spicing it up. So let us know. Send us an invite.
Hey, if I were you, I'd hold on to him. Running backs are dropping like flies right now. So.
I know, yeah. We're going to just try to make a run for it this year, but we got a lot of competitive teams out there. So it's early, buddy. It's early.
It's early. All right. You want to go? You want to talk about possible pickups? What you got? Who's on your radar?
Yeah, yeah. We're doing this on a Tuesday night, right around pickup time, pretty rare. I mean, obviously Jerome Ford's a big pickup. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not owned in our league. Somebody will probably blow their load and spend 200 on him after the way he looked on week one. I didn't even bid on him because I think there's no chance I'd even get him. But besides that, I mean, you know, there's who else got hurt this week? Somebody else got hurt, didn't they? You would know.
Saquon.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, say, who's the backup there? Wayne Gallum still? Stallman?
God, that's like 6 years ago. No, man, it's Matt Breida.
Oh, yeah, Breida. I should have known that. Yeah, yeah. That's a hot pickup, too. That's right. Forgot about that one.
I don't know if those are that hot. You know, Jerome Ford.
Jerome Ford looked good. And Cleveland's
he did
offense,
look good.
They run the ball well. I mean, they have a good offensive line, I feel like.
It's not about that. It's about the fact that they're going to bring in another running back. Like, guaranteed. Yeah. They're already bringing Kareem Hunt in for a visit. He already knows the system. Like, I'm 95% sure they're going to sign him. Now, clearly they value Jerome Ford more than Kareem Hunt because they have him on his roster already. But, don't get me wrong. I think it's worth picking him up, but I don't think he's going to be nearly as reliable as what you would expect it because I don't think he's going to have the job to himself.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if there's any other running backs really worth getting. I don't even know if there's any.
I mean, there was some injuries, but I think a lot of the guys that got nicked up ended up coming back during their games. Like DK Metcalf got hurt, he came back. But, you know, but there'll be, that's the thing about this season, like every season now, there's so many fucking injuries. I mean, that's why these teams don't pay their running backs anymore because look at all these running backs are the first to get hurt every season. It's insane.
Yeah. I understand the business side of it, but. Like you're paying a running back whose career is going to be average 3 or 4 years. They're getting paid what? Not even $10 million a year, and you got receivers making $30 million a year, and you got quarterbacks making $50 million a year. Like you could bridge the gap a little bit.
Yeah,
I get it. Everyone wants theirs. The market is dictating who's getting what, but you could spread the wealth a little bit more. You could there could be a way to everyone in that situation. People smarter than me would be able to figure that out. But anyway, I digress.
Well, they're all millionaires as it is. So anyway, they got more money than you and I combined. But nonetheless, it is what it is. Should we get to the matchups for this week?
Yeah, matchups. Let's see. All right. Oh, man, ESPN and their ads again. Fucking ESPN.
Yeah, sorry, I'm relying on you here because I'm.
Well, I'm just, you know. Ba, 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 ba. Don't want to be a fool for you. Just another play in this game for two. You may. All right, here we are. First matchup, me and Medi.
Classic core four battle.
Yep. It is. It'll be interesting. I don't know. My team would be okay without Austin Eckler. It's going to be tough. Right now I'm projected for 121. He's projected for 116. So it could be close. You know, I think we both have players that can put up decent points. Although I forget, the Nick Chubb injury is really going to hurt. So he doesn't have – oh, my God, he doesn't have another running back to put in his lineup in fact right now. So he has to get a running back. He has to pick one up because the running back – other one available is Kamara, who can't play yet. So he's going to need somebody.
Does he know how to use our blind bid system yet? Has he tried even, you know?
I don't know. I think you can figure it out. You can look it up.
Look it up. I like that.
It's not hard.
It's like the it's Rock. Not. It's like.
I think that Nick Chubb.
It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah.
Right? right, actually? Right? That's how you are when it comes to looking up the emails. You're like The Rock looking up the rules. But, no, I mean, look, the law of averages would tell you that you're in for a down week this week, especially without Eckler. But, unfortunately, I would probably pick Medi because of that. But with the Chubb injury, if Medi picks up Jerome Ford, I'm going to say Medi probably beat you this week. But if Medi does not pick up a running back, obviously, then I think you're going to take it. I think Medi probably does not scoop up a big running back, and I think you'll get another win and continue your perfect season, buddy. You're like the Ken doll on Barbie. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. Love me some Barbie. Love me some Barbie. Next matchup. Two of the people who had most draft capital going in opposite directions, Turbin and Rossett.
McCracken battle.
You know, right now, Rossett's team is doing as expected. Jared's team is shit in the bed. He's down Saquon now. I think that Rossett's going to walk away with this. I think that Turbin might be in for a better week. I feel like Jamar Chase is going to bounce back and put up some more points than you have been. But I think Rossett takes this one easily.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, you know, you want to think that at some point Turb's due for a win here, and he definitely should be. And he definitely could win and surprise. But, I mean, there's just too much against him here. I mean, you got Saquon's out. You got you're possibly missing Joe Burrow. I mean he tweaked that calf. I mean, who knows? So I mean, there's just so many factors that are compounding in. But you never know. I mean, fantasy is the type of thing where sometimes the opposite happens. And Turb's also the kind of player that I'm sure is probably spending a ton of money on a running back coming up this week. I'm sure he's spending money on Breida or possibly Ford because he needs it. So, but I still think Jeff will take it though. Unfortunately, so bad start for Turb and DDs keeps rolling.
Breida is not worth a pickup. I'm going to tell you that right. I'm calling it right now because
he's exposed. Yeah, we know what he is. He's fucking exposed.
But let's be real. It's, you know, the offensive line is not – it's not like Saquon has put up a lot of yards. He got two touchdowns. He catches a bunch of balls. He's not putting up 100 yards a game right now. So Breida definitely won't. He's not nearly the size of the athlete. So Breida's garbage. Anywho, speaking of garbage, let's get to the next matchup. Middle class man is in this matchup.
you love pounding on poor Tony's team.
I'm sorry. Like,
who's he playing? I didn't hear you.
I didn't say yet. I was too busy laughing. He's playing Myers, who's he's projected only for 100 points somehow, and Weitzman's projected for 121.
Wow.
Oh, probably because he's got Montgomery in his lineup, and Montgomery's probably got a zero next to it. So, Bijan playing Detroit. Okay, I think, I mean, Bijan will put up some numbers this week. Mayfield playing Philly. Although Philly's defense has not been the scary defense that it has been, but I think this is Mayfield's first test of if he can actually, you know, play against a real NFL defense.
Yeah.
You know what? I was giving his team some shit, but middle class men the win this week. I think he pulls it off.
I know. I'm kind of there with you. I was just thinking that too. I mean, I think Daniel's team has had a little bit of luck in the first, especially the last week with the win. And, I mean, I like Daniel's team, and they're up and coming a little bit, but losing Montgomery does hurt. Montgomery had a couple touchdowns in the first couple of weeks, I feel like. So yep. I think Tony finds a way. Daniel Jones, hot game. He's going to have to do a lot more without Saquon, you know. So I think Tony gets a win here, gets himself back in the season.
Next, we got the Joshua Pounded Jaguars and Blockin. Should we just refer to his team with a sound from now on?
Moon Man.
So yeah, let's see. Who are the Jags playing?
Yeah, that's all that matters.
They're playing Houston. So.
Oh, there you go.
The question is, Etienne got banged up a little bit. We'll see how much he plays, because the Houston run defense is pretty bad, and so it's going to be a big ETN game. Houston pass defense is actually pretty decent, but I think the Jaguars bounce back, and for that reason, to the pounded Jaguars. They're going to be pounding this week.
Boom. So you're picking the Joshua Jaguars?
I am. I think the Jaguars bounce back, and thus the Jaguars don't get pounded. They do the pounding this week.
I like that. Yeah, I mean, so far it's like we're agreeing on all these picks. It's kind of crazy, but I'm right there with you. I mean, I think Plotkin's, you know, gotten two good solid wins. I think he's due for a loss, and I think the Jaguars have a good matchup. So I think Bassarani, Rooney gets it done.
Yeah. You know, there's not the best matchups for a lot of his players. Garrett Wilson against New England, like, I don't think Garrett Wilson's going to catch a ball this week. I think that New England's going to just scare the shit out of Zach Wilson, and they're going to just blanket cover Garrett Wilson, and they're not going to be able to do anything. Richardson, if he plays, is going up against Baltimore. I think that'll overwhelm him as well. Geno Smith against Carolina. Don't sleep on Carolina's defense. They're not a pushover. So yeah, going with the pounding. All right. Speaking of a pounding, we got the big points leader versus, you know, team draft three players. You versus Mietel.
Woo, Indians.
I mean, you're gonna win. I don't need to look at anything. You're gonna win.
Just so we disagree, we have one disagreement. I'm going to go with the Indians to pull the upset in this one. High man's due for a win.
You're just saying that for some good karmic things. Come on. He doesn't have a second quarterback, okay? Like,
high man.
You have, like, the best receiver in the game and decent running backs and one of the better James Cook and Herbert. There's nothing else to say.
Yeah, it's all good. You never know, fantasy football's kind of crazy, but we'll see.
Then we got Fiala and Grant.
Ooh, big battle.
They got a big advantage towards Fiala in this one.
Wow. ESPN loves Fiala.
Oh, it's also because he's got Jamal Williams in his lineup, who's probably not going to do much because he's hurt. But
Tony Jones. Tony Jones is a big pickup this week. Forgot about that name, Tony Jones.
Yeah, maybe.
But Kamara's coming back, so yeah.
No, Kamara's not back this week. He's still out, but, you know.
I'm saying he's coming. He's coming back within a few weeks. So it's not a huge, like, advantage to picking somebody up who's only going to be available for a week or two, but yeah.
But, I mean, Grant's going to need somebody because the only other running back he's got on his team is Deion Jackson. I know that he's gonna need a running back. So Grant's kind of behind the eight ball there.
You got to like Fiala. I mean, with only Deion Jackson on the roster, I mean, there's no chance.
No, I know. I'm just looking at his matchups, and they're not the best. I mean, Zach Wilson is going to get you minus 6 points. I'm here calling it now. He's not going to get – he's going to get –
he's going to throw three picks?
Yes. He's going to throw three picks.
Who was the Jets playing this week? Jets are so bad. The Bears and the Jets are destined to both be terrible, I feel like.
So
we're both going with Fiala in this final matchup.
I'll go with Fiala, but not by much.
Fiala's got a good squad. Amon Ross, St. Brown.
It's not about the squad. It's about the matchups. I'm going by the matchups.
Going by the matchups. Well, when you're only rostering one running back, who's Deion Jackson, it's going to be tough to win.
Yeah. We'll see. Everett's going to make some moves, I'm sure, though.
Yeah, ED's ready to rumble, for sure. Love that he's a big Justin Jefferson fan too. He's gonna be Justin Jefferson for Halloween. Double J.
I know, that's awesome. I love it.
That's cool.
It would have been cool if someone, if we had like the Niles North Viking, you know, helmet to wear.
No, it would have been cool if the Bears had a good player on their team that kids would idolize. But, you know, that would have been cool.
Some
good solid matchups. I think it'll be a good tight week for everybody. Best of luck to everybody.
Tight week for Toit Pod.
So what were you gonna say about you said you're gonna mention the G League?
Oh, the G League. Yeah. Thank you. I almost forgot. So, you know, going into it, it was really Mitchell was behind the eight ball. You know, he drafted Jonathan Taylor in I think he's at the turn. So in his first of two, one of his top two picks. So that's been hurting him. And I mean, he had like 50 points going into Monday Night Football, and he had Pickens, and I think he had Freiermuth and Jerome Ford and Nick Chubb. I think he had all four. Wasn't looking good. Second lowest was Grant, actually, with I think 88 or something points. And we even had some shit talking. We had somebody put in the chat section, basically, you gone, Mitzel. Well, not to even check the stats. But between Jerome Ford's big game and George Pickens' 70-yard touchdown, Mitzel pulls it off. It's able to survive another week.
Wow. Me too. Hi, man. Wait, who was talking shit on the chat?
My brother-in-law. My sister's husband, David.
Oh, that's what you were saying. Oh, that's what you were saying. They grew me. Got it. Wow. Me too. See, that's why sometimes karma can be a bitch. You don't want to talk shit before you can't talk shit until your deal's done. You know, seal the deal first.
That's true.
Congratulations. So he's the one who got eliminated. Who got eliminated?
Grant got eliminated.
Oh, Grant? Our Grant. Oh, so it's still a Skokie head. That sucks.
Yep.
Tough. Bad luck for Grant. Bad beat there. Bad beat. But good for High Man. Bad for G. What are you going to do?
So, survives to live another week.
Do you know what the most points in G League this week?
I believe it was you.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully we can keep it up. It doesn't really matter, though. What does it matter, right? You can have high points as much as you want in G League. You have low points 1 week. That's all that matters.
Exactly. It happens. I've seen, you know, when I played last year, like, you have teams that like are killing it, and then it all it takes is one bad week, and it doesn't matter if you had high points three of the last 4 weeks. If you have a bad week, you're done.
So yeah, my team sucks. We have Deshaun Watson, so we're not going to last very long. So don't worry.
How'd you get high points? Who's bringing home the bacon for you?
Tyler Lockett, Brian Robinson, Nico Collins.
Yeah. Hey, I honestly thought I was going to get booted because I lost Eckler, I lost Deontay Johnson, I lost Jacoby Myers. Between the three of them, that was probably 70 points. That it was scored the first week. I replaced them with Zach Moss, Kyren Williams, and Tutu Atwell.
Which there you go.
At the beginning, like when I put it in, I was like, I am fucked. I am like completely fucked. None of these, you know, they're on terrible teams. And they each put up like at least 16 points. It was crazy.
That's the thing about the G League. You can, like, even though your team might suck, you could revamp your team any given week. Once the team's out, their players are out there. You can pick great players up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting how it goes. And, like, it's such a guessing game with how much to bid on players, because this is what happened in the last time. You know, at the beginning, people are spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on players. And then, unfortunately, the teams that are spending a lot are usually the teams that are, you know, not performing as well. Those teams still tend to knock out, and the prices start to drop as we go on. So it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of like overthinking and trying to get in other people's heads and all this kind of shit. It's fun.
Well, thanks for setting it up, buddy. And great pod. I think we addressed pretty much everything. Best of luck to all the Skokie heads this week, and we hope everybody can be a winner, fellas. We hope everybody can be a winner, even though it's not possible.
And now it's time for bye bye bye.
Woo! I don't ever want to play it for
just a
fucking pussy in the United. Bye bye.
Peace.